Chapter 2 The World Above the Sea. The Little Mermaid finally became 15. I am 15! I am 15! She shouted excitedly. Her grandmother put some white flowers in her hair. Then she swam to the top of the sea. The sun was setting now. It was full of red and orange clouds. How beautiful, she thought. She could see a ship sailing on the sea. She swam close to the ship. She heard music and laughing. There was also a young man. He was a prince. Everyone was having a birthday party for him. They all looked very happy. The Little Mermaid watched the prince for hours. Suddenly, a storm came. The sky was very angry, and the wind was very strong. The waves were becoming very rough. But the Little Mermaid was not scared. It was great fun for her to swim in the storm, but not for the ship. Suddenly, the wind broke the ship's mast. A few seconds later, the ship turned over into the sea. The Little Mermaid could see many people swimming in the rough sea. People cannot swim very well. Where is the prince? I must help him, thought she. After some searching, she found the prince. He was sinking deep into the ocean. She took him to the top of the sea and looked into his handsome face all night long. By morning, the storm was finished. In the sunlight, the prince looked more handsome. His eyes were still closed. "Please don't die. You must live," she said. Close to the beach, there was a small building. She took the prince very close to the building. She laid him on the beach. Suddenly, some bells began to ring. Some young girls came out of the building. One of the young girls saw the prince on the beach. She came to him. Then she ran to get help. After a few minutes, many people took the young prince away. The mermaid suddenly felt very sad. After returning home, her sisters cried, "What did you see? What did you see?" But the Little Mermaid said nothing. She was too sad to speak. One day, she finally told her sisters. One of the sisters took her to his palace. She found her prince again. Now she thought, "I can come here at any time." She spent many evenings there. After some time, she had so many questions about people. She decided to ask her grandmother. "Grandmother, can people live forever?" she asked. "No, they can't. They don't live very long. But people have souls. Their souls live forever. We can live for 300 years. Then we become the foam in the ocean." "I want to have a soul. I want to live like a person," said the little mermaid. "Can I never have a soul? How can I get a soul?" she asked her grandmother. Grandmother said, "There is only one way. A man must fall in love with you. Then you must marry him." "But this is impossible. You have a beautiful tail, but people think it is ugly. No man will want to marry a mermaid. Do not dream of the world above the sea anymore. You will only be sad." She looked at her tail and thought, "I hate it. I want to have two legs. I want to marry the prince." "Just be happy," grandmother finally said. "Live happily for 300 years. This evening, there will be a big party. You will feel better then." The party in the deep sea castle was fantastic. Many different kinds of shells decorated the walls. The mermaids and the mermen danced together in the ballroom, and they sang together. They all had beautiful voices, but the little mermaid sang the best. Everyone loved her singing. For a short time, the little mermaid felt happy. Then she thought of the prince. She became sad again. Sadly, she left the party. She went to her own place, her garden. There, she could cry in peace. She thought, "I love him. I will do anything for him. And I want to have a soul. I will go to the sea witch. She can help me."